Good morning. Good morning. We have a request today to go more into that turning within. So we're going to call this part two, and that turning within. We did that on March the 3rd of this year, in case you want to go back and listen to that one in conjunction with this one. So remember, as we start, that there is no person there or here to be speaking, and there is no person here or there to be listening. Okay. Come in for a moment. And always to remember, when we, the term we is used, it is meant as the one appearing as all. There is no we. Okay? And when I is used, that too is meant as the same as we, the one and only being. It is not being directed, that when I is used, it's not being directed at an individual person. Okay? It is always awareness communing with itself. That's the only thing that is ever really taking place. So be sure when those terms are used that you recognize it is still meaning just the one. So follow a breath, being aware of the sensation as it fills up the form. Coming in. And then be aware again of the sensation as the breath leaves the form. Attention is on sensation. And again, aware of the sensation as a breath comes in. And then aware as the breath leaves, releasing and letting go. Be still. So we started in part one with the term going within may sound mystical or such a spiritual thing to do. But I assure you that it is not, and it is quite simple. Firstly, going within is a pointing. Words pointing to you and away from the appearances. But it is not an activity. It is not something that you do. Now that was the opening part, from Turning Within in the March. But this activity or this practice, this something of going within really might sound like you are doing something, but you are not. So now let drop away from you the idea, the thought that there is a you that is going to go within. It is just as there is no you, a separate person that is going to meditate, there also is no separate you to go within. It is not an activity that a separate identity or a personal you is going to do. There is no personal you to actually do anything. So I want you to try this now. Remember, you've let drop away from you the idea that there is a you that can go within. So let the eyes close if they're not closed already. And just be aware of a breath. That's all. Eyes closed. Aware of a breath. So, what has just happened? You have turned attention away from thoughts. You have turned attention away from appearances. You've turned attention away from outer activities, and you have brought attention, awareness, to the quietness that is eternally present. In that turning, you have brought awareness to yourself. You have brought awareness to God, to consciousness. And that is turning within. So simple. So rest for a moment now in the awareness of this stillness, of this you that is present. Let's rest a minute here in this presence. Now, if thoughts continue to rise, that is fine. They do not require your attention. Your attention is just with the stillness. As you rest in awareness of the stillness, recognize you are resting as yourself. There is nothing else here. So, a question might be, why? Why should there be the practice of moving attention from the outer appearances to the inner stillness? Now, some might say, well, it just feels good. It just feels nice to be in that moment of quiet. And yes, it does. But for the most part, most all of the practices that we find along our spiritual way are mental activities. The practice of reading, say every morning, I get up and read for an hour. Okay, that's a mental practice. Even listening to tapes, listening to classes, that too can be a mental activity. And of course, in contemplation and even meditation can be a mental activity as well. Unless we are turning to a completeness of stillness, a completeness of silence, we are in a mental activity. So recognize here that reality is not discerned with the mind. You will not find yourself in the mind. You will not discover God in the mind. You will not discover reality in, through, or with the mind. Reality, the you that is you, is beyond the mind's comprehension. So it cannot know you and it cannot find you. Reality is discerned in the innerness of being. And that interness of being is the stillness, is the silence that is your natural self. And it is because the one self that is your being is the only reality. And the practice of turning within is without mental activity. So when we are seemingly caught in outer appearances are running down the railroad tracks, chasing after thoughts or feelings, a story about emotions. It's in that moment of recognizing that, I will often call it a red flag of recognition, that something is moved spontaneously within to just take a breath, to put attention on a breath. It's not that you begin to think about doing it. I should take a breath and do a little turning within and no. In it is a spontaneousness. It's just that moment of turning. In that moment. And moment of recognition that no person here just took that breath. No person here just turned the attention inward to the stillness, to the silence, to the reality of my own self. My own being. No person did that turning to embrace the God that was present, that is present. No person did that. There was a spontaneity there. The presence. The presence. And the turning is the turning. Is the spontaneity of a breath, and it is the stillness that is present in that attention. You are the pure presence of awareness. You are the spontaneity. So, we could probably not even call this a practice. It is the spontaneous nature of the self to be stillness. So, in essence, all you are doing is being yourself. You're not practicing to take a breath. You're not practicing to move your attention. You're just being as you are, that moment of spontaneity. But the turning within becomes a recognition of the silence of being, and that is natural. It is staying with the appearances as reality that's unnatural. It's staying with emotions and feelings and stories and expressions as reality, that's unnatural. The only naturalness that is present is yourself, is you, is awareness, is God. So the turning within in recognition of the silence is natural, and it doesn't require a doer. You must remember, you're not a doer. God has nothing to do but be as it is. And yes, you're going to be aware of the breath coming in, right? And you're going to be aware of the breath going out. But you, awareness, is not doing breathing. You're aware of breathing. And you may be aware of a letting go, of a releasing. But you, pure awareness, is not doing any letting go. Awareness is the presence, and you are continuously in that state of awareness. Now, sometimes we think it's the person. We think there's a person there that's aware of things. I'm aware of, here's the key. I'm aware of my emotions. That little word, my, that claim that slips in there. When it is, I am aware of emotions. There is no my. There's no yours. So you're aware of emotions. You're aware of a story. But you are not the emotions you are aware of. And you are not the story that you are aware of. So in this turning, there is awareness of being, awareness of silence. And that is you. That is your natural, eternal, unlimited, undifferentiated self. So, with this turning within, it is a releasing of attention on the thoughts, the activities, the emotions and feelings, and just being as you are, being naturally as you are, the only self, the pure presence of awareness. Let's do that one again. This turning within, the breath, attention coming into the stillness, into the silence. This turning is the releasing of that attention on thoughts, on activities, releasing attention from the emotions and the feelings, and just being your natural self, which is the pure presence of awareness. Awareness does not claim for its own self that which it is aware of. Okay. Again, your pure awareness. But awareness never claims as its own what it is aware of. It is not my breath coming and going. It is not my story. It's just a story. It is not my headache. It is awareness being aware of a discomfort. Mind begins to give it the labels. And you are aware of mind giving labels. They just rise. Thoughts, labeling, judging, it just rises to your awareness. So you must remember that mind is not able to understand who you are. Mind does not have that capacity because it cannot grasp what God is. It will bring out all kinds of adjectives, perhaps passages from scriptures. It will bring those up, but those are but words. And we already know that words are not the reality that is. It's just an attempt to describe it. But words cannot describe what you are. So mind is unable to understand who you are. So if we do not have this little practice of learning to keep our attention on the one self, on God, on the presence, you are then left only with thoughts of a mind that does not know who you are. So the practice is not to gain something or get something or get rid of anything. It is a practice only of keeping your attention on what already is. So do not allow mind to try to make the claim that as I turn within, I am getting to know myself. Or I'm getting to understand myself. Do not give any practice at all to the mind. It will distort it. Okay. So, and the only reason for this practice of this turning within is that there is this awakening to, oh, this is all that there is. Okay. So it's only a practice, like tying the shoe. You learn how to tie the shoe, right? But you didn't practice it for years on end, right? No. You were given the practice and you did that sincerely, lovingly, devotedly. And then before you knew it, that's where your mind was all the time. The attention began to stay with the self. The attention fell in love with self and stayed there, never to leave self again. So again, if there were no practice to keep attention on who you are, the one pure presence, you would then be left only with thoughts of a mind that does not know who you are. So, as with any practice, as we continue with it, that deepening quality takes place, that maturing takes place in our awareness. And then more and more we stay as we truly are, as being, as the presence of silence awareness. Now, awareness does not require involvement. Being aware of thoughts does not require involvement with the thoughts. Being aware of a headache or a pain does not require involvement. If anything is to take place, it will be a spontaneous taking place. It will be a spontaneous happening. The story you may have woven of what you might want to call your life, which is really God's life because that's what you are, does not require involvement. Being aware does not require involvement with what there is awareness of. The you that is you is the perfectly pure presence of God awareness. Rest within, in truth. And rest in the happiness and the freedom that is from knowing yourself. So be aware of a nice deep breath coming in. and aware of a breath releasing outward. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So we have some questions or comments or
thank you.
You're welcome, my love.
Thank you.
Mary, it's Kate.
Yes, love.
What came to me was the word remembering. That we're remembering.
Consciousness. Remembering. It is consciousness.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you have any questions about any, if not this particular class, perhaps something else is on your mind. All right, and how are your practices going? It is like when the practice becomes the totality of your day, and you're never leaving your practices to go out into the world or go to work or go get groceries, you know, those things that take place in life.
Mm.
So the practices are, well, let's see, it's 10 o'clock. I think I will go practice being still for 5 or 10 minutes, get my practice in here. And that's really not. That's not it. The practicing becomes
living.
Living it. Mm. Yes.
Living
the practice instead of just saying I need to practice or I need to meditate or, you know, who is this guy that has all of these needs? You know, I need to practice. I need to meditate. I need to be still. I need to not follow thoughts. I need, you know, all of that. So with the continuation, it's like with the tying the shoes. It's just an automaticness to it. The practice has dropped away long ago. The individual might not have even recognized that the practice just dropped away and that the shoe is being tied spontaneously without thought, without even preparation. It's just happening. And this is what I'm saying about the practice. The practice is there as a practice until it just seems to drop away, because now I'm it's just spontaneous. It's just there. It's just being. You can't really practice being what you already are, okay? But you can practice the remembrance of self. And the remembrance is indicated when spontaneously that breath comes and there is the turning. There is that feeling of that presence of myself that, well, you probably wouldn't call it yourself. There's an awareness of the peace and the joy. There is an awareness of that. And that is myself, although there's no recognition of saying, ah, that's myself. That doesn't take place. Otherwise, you would be saying, if you still had tie shoes every morning, ah, that's tied up now. Okay? It's just happening. It's just present. It's just taking place. So it's just spontaneously taking place. And the more that takes place, again, the more it's not even recognized as anything. You are just present, but you're that now. That's the point of it. You are that presence right now. But for those who have not yet, let's see, what would it be if you've not yet, I almost want to say decided to be what you already are, but I don't know if there's really a decision there to make. But the practices are there. For those who don't know yet how to tie the shoe.
Or maybe they haven't experienced it yet.
I think you have. I think everyone here right now this morning has experienced the stillness, the silence within. Everyone here has experienced the presence that is yourself. I don't think you would be here with these Sunday morning talks if you had not had that maturity within you already. There are still some that can't really abide with what's being spoken. It's beyond what they're ready to hear. So I truly believe every one of you has already experienced who you are, but you don't stay there. Okay. So the practice then is a way of recognizing that the thoughts and the appearances and the stories and the emotions and feelings are nothing more than distractions. to pull my pure attention away from myself. Now, that doesn't mean that you go off and sit in a dark room somewhere forever. That only means that through being grounded, but grounded in the self, grounded in the awareness of being, you go and enjoy this beautiful, beautiful life that is God awareness. Life is beautiful. It is wonderful. Excuse me. But you recognize more and more deeply that, yes, the thoughts are really nothing more than distractions. So when we are distracted, then we get caught up. Okay. We get caught up in whatever the appearance is, the feeling is, the emotion is, or the story is. We get caught up in it. We get caught up in the thoughts, especially the ones that say, see, you're not there yet. You can't keep your attention on yourself. You know, you're paying attention to thoughts now. And you don't see that the thoughts are nothing more than a distraction. They're not reality. They're not truth. They're just a distraction, pulling for your attention. But you don't have to give it. So in the practice, that that constant turning, all you're doing is being natural. It is quite natural just to be yourself. And yourself just happens to be the God presence of awareness, but it's natural just to be as you are, just to be yourself. So then that would make following the thoughts about being person or being the story of birth and childhood and adulthood and thishood and thathood and that is not about myself. That is the mind-generated story to go along with appearances, appearances of birth, appearances of toddlerhood, appearances of young adulthood, appearances of elderly. But you can let that be quite a distraction for you, especially if you have to see a physician in the just remind you how old the body is getting. But even that, you can sit quietly in awareness of the part of the story that's taking place with a smile in your heart. Okay. So the practice is for that, to keep your attention on truth, on reality, and on yourself. Anything else?
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Right. I guess we'll call this one complete. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am without beginning or middle or end. I am never bound. I have nothing to seek, nor to be liberated from. I am ever present. By nature, I am perfect and pure. Amen. Om.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.